I don't know that it affected it as I can think of. I still have control. I still got all that cafeteria that I told you, mm-hmm. everything we needed and more. Mm-hmm. I still would recommend teachers that they accepted at the central office. You know, you had a file, you go over there and you thumb through the applications and you pick out one here. When it comes to integration, I can remember this, may give you some idea of how it happened. In my last year or two at the Lincoln High School, the head of personnel called me one day and said, "Mr. McLean, I believe you're a little top heavy in black teachers. You got a little more than your quota. We would like to have you maybe about 24, 23%, whatever it is, I had more than that." Mm-hmm. I say, "Mr. Williams, I could be a little top heavy. But I tell you what we'll do. Whenever you find some of those principals out there," and I meant majority principals, mm-hmm. white principals, "that haven't got their quota, mm-hmm. when you find some of them, then I will switch some of mine with them." I didn't hear from Mr. Williams at all.
Had to get up early in the morning to get by you, huh? Did you find any difference in the supervision of the teachers? You know, when you
like going to the classroom,
when you acquired some white teachers, did you treat them any different from what you did?
Mm-hmm. Treat them all the same. Most ladies, I know I have a good friend down there that used to meet me, Miss Proctor, and she would say, "One thing about you, Miss McLean, you fed them all out of the same spoon." Mm-hmm. So I fed them all out of the same spoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know Mr. Creasy down at Eastern Part of State?
What's his friend?
W.S.
W.S. I never did know him. Uh-huh. Was he the minister?
No.
Was he the legislator?
His daddy was a minister.
Creasy was the legislator up here one time, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. I thought he was in the legislature. I know his younger brothers, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. those Creases. Because they've been in show when I was in show.
I see. How did you enjoy your job?
I enjoyed my job very much.
You did? Mm-hmm. Tell me why you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it because I could see progress. That's why I enjoyed it. I could see progress. Even at Garland, I could see progress. At Garland, I had about 15 teacher school. At Garland, we were graduating 30 students. Mm. When I came here, this was about a 35 or 40 teacher student. They were graduating at 17. Mm-hmm. So you see, I enjoyed my job.
What do you consider the major problem of your principalship?
My major problem could have been the lack of delegating responsibility. Mm-hmm. That could have been. Maybe I was one of those that think I had to have my hand on everything.
So it kept you busy all the time.
Well, it kept me busy. But I was getting results. Mm.
As long as you were getting results, that was what was keeping you going.
That's the thing. It's a sad day out there today. Uh-huh. Yeah, sad day out there today.
Mm-hmm. What do you consider most rewarding about your principalship?
Well, it may go right back to that getting results. It might go right back to that. And of course, there's so many letters and things that you could see here that would tell you that. In other words, if you thumb through this book, you see where Dr. Duncan probably recommended me to at least four positions. You see where right in Sampson County, I was at Garland, and where I was offered the principalship of Sampson County Training School, the big school up there in the city. See, we had city, mm-hmm. that's the county and it's a city. But I didn't see a need to go in there that wasn't where I was trying to go. I was trying to come this way. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even, but That information is here.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm. Well, back in 1964, there were over 200 black high school principals.
Mm-hmm.
When I wrote to the State Department, I called the State Department last year to find out, get a list of all of the black high school principals, and I got a list with 41 mm-hmm. on it. And mm-hmm. some of those were not principals of traditional high schools. There were some of them were principals of alternative schools. So there were less than 40
yeah.
in 1989. With that situation now, the way it is, if you knew of a black male or female that aspired to be a high school principal, what kind of advice would you give to that individual?
Well, that is something to think about. I guess a lot would have to do with where the system happens to be and what kind of support you're going to get in the system. Because there's still a lot of prejudice out here.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's like this. The big trouble is what is handed down to you from the central office. Now, my head of personnel used to tell me, Mr. McLean, these white principals don't even go out and look for anybody. They thumb through and get the people they want. They recommend them, and that's who it is. And if you're not smart enough, if you got a vacancy, if you're not smart enough to know somebody that you need to go on the staff that will do a good job, then you don't get them. But if you got somebody say, well, here's one that I think... if you would approve, I believe this one. So it depends on, I guess, and now where all systems are the same or not, I don't know, but there's a lot of different things going on out there.
Well, are there some skills you think that a young administrator needs to have?
Well, there are some skills that he need to have. He need to really know where he's going. And then I guess you got to figure out how you're going to get there. so you got to, because those skills, or let's say right here, Athens Drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Athens Drive was started, Beatty was the first principal.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Mm-hmm.
Murphy came, and we were right in the process of merging.
Mm-hmm.
And Beatty was out at Garner Elementary School.
Yeah, that's where I remember him.
Yeah.
Out there. Mm-hmm.
And when they built that school, they moved Beatty. In the process of being the principal of that school, about the middle of the school year, and put somebody in his place at elementary school, because it's a big school.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
So in January, Mr. Beatty, this is your position. All right. When Beatty left, Johnny Farmer became the principal of Athens Drive. Johnny Farmer retired, a white principal. The only, well, at one time I didn't know we had a black principal down at Wake Forest. So I was saying they took the only black principal we had.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you got those things going, those are the things that discourage
mm-hmm.
young people for wanting to become a principal of a high school and that.
Mm-hmm.
Now out there with him is an assistant principal, Dr. Austin. He's been an assistant principal for years.
Who at Athens Drive.
Athens Drive.
Yeah. Been assistant principal for years
in some of the schools, some of the Wake County schools, and Wake County Merged System schools.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When at least it looked like you have got all high school principals and all the other white schools, and you started this off that way, it looked like you'd have said, well, let's just keep that one.
Mm-hmm. But,
so it all depends on, that's discouraging a lot of people. And the other side of it, you got discouraging a lot of teachers too, same way, because it's undercover, mirror stuff, and
mm-hmm.
you see, they'll put their people in positions to get merit pay, but they don't put a lot of us blacks in position to make those steps.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been teaching?
This is my 27th year.
27th year. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been up that?
Up Statesville. I left Greensboro and went to Statesville so that I could move to a supervisory position.
Oh,
so
you
I've been in Statesville for 6 years.
Oh, so you're in a supervisory position.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm aware of these things that you're talking about. Do you have any advice you'd like to give or anything else you'd like to say?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything.
Now, you were saying something before we started the interview about just being an administrator. What do you think about the principalship and a principal? You are what I guess we would call one of those principals, you know, one who has seen a lot of changes take place under your administration, seen a lot of progress. And what are some little maybe credos or standards or sayings that you've had to keep you going when you were an administrator?
Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
From my little house over to the office, I've uttered a lot of prayers.
When you walk across the street?
Yeah, across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know to, and then try to do your best when you get out there. Don't give somebody something to hit you over the head with. Because they're looking for something. And they'll find it if you miss it. That's a graduating class, too.
Yeah, I say this class is 59. I'm going to take time and go through all these.
You thumb through that, and then if you have some more questions, you may get more than. All right, now here's a. They accused me of being a pretty concerned principal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a lady that you got things, and maybe this is. There are several in here. So you look through those. Then, let's see, I got one other. Oh, yeah, I guess I'm pretty proud of this. But it's not in Wake County, not in 64. We had the highest ranking student with 74 high school participating in the Pepsi-Cola scholarship program.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we had the winner.
Winner, well that was a
with real, a lot of big schools.
Yeah, 74.
74. And this child is doing well. It's in there too.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing well. She didn't just do that and then just kind of drop off, but she's doing well today. So you just thumb through that and I'll be right here.
All right.
And tell me what you want. But I guess I was considered a kind of firm and concerned principal.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my children say, well, Mr. McClain, you tried. Maybe we didn't turn out, but you tried.
Mm-hmm. Do you see many of your students?
Quite often, because I go back to Fuquay quite often. So just thumb through those.
All right, I'm going to take some time to just look through and if I have any questions,
this
I'll
has
ask.
To do with perfect attendance.
Oh.
Pushing dropout, perfect attendance.
Uh-huh. Turn this off and then if I have something to ask you, I'll ask you.
Yeah, I'll be right here.
All right. Person worked under your supervision for 19 years.
She was a good teacher too. She left the same year we retired.
Mm.
But she was a good teacher, good strong teacher.
Well, you know one thing, sometimes you wonder if we had those same kind of teachers. They kind of don't look like they're as plentiful as they used to be.
Well, they don't get a chance, too. And then I try to help teachers to grow.
Mm-hmm.
That lady would probably told you her first year, she said, well, this man, you find another little note in that window lady say, oh, Lord, Mr. McClain, I was kind of afraid of you. And then she's saying now, I believe I could go to any school.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. And she, under your supervision, she'd learn so much. Mm-hmm. Craig Phillips. Who kept up with all these things, your wife or you?
No, I kept up. I tell you, I recommended to a school in High Point.
Mm-hmm.
No one High Point, Thomasville.
Uh-huh.
Because I wasn't, if I left Garland, I was going to go a different way. So he was keeping a record like that. Mm-hmm. And then I picked that up from him. My wife had been a great asset.
Mm-hmm. She was a teacher too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Oh, and that's the next thing. When I moved to Lincoln Heights, I asked Mr. X, the superintendent, about letting my wife come there. He did. Mm-hmm. So for 35 years, I was her principal.
Oh, they say you were a strict disciplinarian here. Yeah. Say these two men came to free grade about the same time, both were from the old school.
Yeah, I was there the night he got fired, too.
Uh-oh. He wouldn't tolerate less than the best from students or teachers.
Say what?
He said McLean was known to have a sharp tongue, whether he was dealing with teachers, students, or parents. Fuquay was tough in those days. He would let you know in no uncertain terms what he expected, and he usually got it. He wouldn't tolerate less than the best from students or teachers. Many teachers, mostly those who did not want to give their best, moved on after having worked only 1 year. Got rid of those bad eggs, didn't he?
That's right.
If he found a teacher who would not give his or her best, he would camp in their room. You stayed on them.
You can't build a good school by yourself. You got to have a good staff.
That's right.
Just like my brother-in-law. You say Clyde Watkins.
Yeah, Watkins.
Did you interview him?
No, I haven't interviewed him yet. I got to go all the way down that area. Uh-huh. But he told me about you. He said, well, my brother-in-law, you get him some. So you sent yours in before he did. I said, you know, Mr. Watkins, you gave me some names, and the folks have sent in their questionnaire, and you haven't sent yours. He said, well, I knew who to tell you to send. He said, because I knew they'd do it.
Did you talk to... You could have maybe talked to Dudley Flood and got more.
Well, Dudley did give me. He gave me the start.
Dudley gave you
he was the one that gave me the start and told me how to get the names of 1984. Okay. And then he gave me names of people.
When I was the way it was with Clyde, I interviewed a teacher. Clyde needed a math teacher. And that teacher applied to me also. She didn't know Clyde was my brother-in-law. But I interviewed him, and I said the same thing I just said to you. If you think you can help us do what we are trying to do for this community, we welcome you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think you can't, then don't bother with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the same teacher applied to Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
And Clyde took on. She didn't stay with him for a couple of years. But Clyde said, she said, Mr. McLean interviewed me. He acted like he didn't want me to have the job. I want you to have the job you thought you could have. Now that was McGuire's counsel right there on that stuff. He was McGuire's counsel.
Oh, really? Oh, I see.
He made a little note on something. He said, Mr. McLean, or something, you read this, he wrote for the Fuquay paper.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I hope I didn't, something about the bad man, making you the bad man. But anyway, he wrote that stuff. And he's the man that I left in charge of grades 7 through 12 when I left.
So there was a time when one could expect any function that was given at Consolidated to be turned out by students and adults. Before McLean left, any affair was as orderly as a Monday night wake.
Well, I want to see us grow, I tell you. It's a sad day today. I'm reading an article in The Crisis. I'll show you that before you leave and see what you think about that. Just a few paragraphs.
Mm-hmm. So he stayed on my case, but he made a good teacher out of me. So I feel I can go anywhere now and work.
Well, that's what that lady is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think all of them think that way. That now they can make it. I tried to help them to grow, though. I didn't just stay on, but I tried to help them to grow.
That's real nice. That's really nice. Always on time.
That must be that sheet where the children.
Yeah, principal. P is for punctual. He's always on time. R is for rules. He keeps them in mind. I is for interest. He has in you and me. N is for neatness. He dressed sharp as could be. C is for concern. He shows for all of us. I is for intelligence. I'm going to read and put this on tape so I'm going to have this. This is a poem that the students was written by Evelyn Fuller for a surprise birthday for Mr. for Mr. McLean back in 1975. It's an acrostic. P is for punctual. He's always on time. R is for rules. He keeps them in mind. I is for interest. He has in you and me. N is for neatness. He dresses sharp as can be. C is for concern. He shows for all of us. I is for intelligence, which for him is a plus. P is for personality. He has more than his share. A is for action. His name rings everywhere. L is for love. He really does care. W is for willing to do all that he can. M is for motivation and helping us understand. M is for movement. He is all over the place. C is for calmness. He can see it. You can see it on his face. L is for labor, which he asks from all of us. E is for earnest. He's someone you can trust. A is for attendance. He's here every day. N is for never let sickness get in your way. That's very nice. That's Principal W.M. McLean. Very nice.
That's the lady that worked that 19 years.
Yeah, wrote you that letter.
Yeah. She was a little reluctant when she started, but she grew.
Mm-hmm. They moved you up on the money then. Gave you a little more money.
Yeah.
They're recommended for merit pay by this office.
He wasn't too up on the superintendency, that fellow wasn't.
Van Story Hall. Mm-hmm. That is very nice. That letter from the girl that was commissioned in the...
Oh, yeah. The, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She is now working and head of the community colleges in San Francisco. I know it's not for California, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. but that's what she's doing now. Yeah, that was a pretty big honor. She was a smart girl, too.
Mm-hmm. That was something when this girl won that Pepsi Cola.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And that wasn't a test that you give at Garland School. They had to come to Raleigh to take that test.
Mm. Doctor, what's the man over there on Miller Street? She's still working.
Mac Miller. No, he's retired. He's doing some kind of construction work, real estate and stuff like that. You know he married again?
No, he didn't.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No, who did he marry?
Yeah.
Somebody young, I bet.
Some younger, yeah, he married again. He's been married now about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. His daughter Cheryl was in the class after me at Hampton.
Who?
His daughter was in the class.
Oh, yeah.
After me. Mm-hmm. Cheryl. But who is this girl, Rena Bancroft? Is this one of your former students?
Let's see. Yeah, she's the one. She's the one that is the Pepsi-Cola scholarship one.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's the one that thing. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. That's yeah, Rena. Uh huh.
Uh huh. That was. She's gone on to something else since then. Uh-huh. Again. But she keeps in touch with us.
Well, that's some smart girl, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a smart girl.
Got from my new school.
Didn't have to get along with her husbands too well.
Husbands!
Yeah, because he's been divorced twice. In fact, he's still single. Huh?
Mm-mm-mm. That's nice. But where is your daughter?
My daughter's in Boston. She was right up there. We're about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you have grandchildren?
One grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
One daughter and one grandchild. My daughter finished. She's 50 Wakers Holiday School.
Mm-hmm.
She works at Boston University. Mm-hmm. Teaches on the staff at Boston.
That's nice.
And the husband's from Wilmington. He's a tenured professor at MIT.
Mm-hmm.
I got a right smart little granddaughter.
Coming on along in the footsteps, huh?
I tell Cassandra, my daughter, the bottom line is to keep her going.
Yeah.
The bottom line, she may be ever so smart.
Yeah,
yeah, but you can't keep it going.
I tell you, I couldn't get mine to go. I have one daughter, 22, went to college a year and a half.
Yeah.
And said that wasn't for her.